Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the dagger here. I just want y'all to take a trip with me through my mind, you know what I mean? See the shit that I've been thinking about. See if I can keep up. Ain't no telling what can happen when I'm lost in my thoughts. It's too deep and dark, that goes even too scared to heart. Take a seat and listen while I navigate the abyss. The rage that's filling up inside shouldn't even exist. Because I'm always pissed. Take a life and dagger to smile. I see the world as it is, the rest of y'all are denied. Moving full throttle, no break, my brain is too hyper. And when I use it for my music, then I'm using it proper. That's why.
Work hard, yeah. Work hard, work hard,
damn, the dagger's out of it, I keep it real, no counterfeit. I be staying dumb, so what's the point of hiding it? It seems to be the only thing that keeps me calm, close me down. It makes me say fuck you, stupid niggas wanna play around. And bitches too without a clue, talking loud and out of place. It's the weed that took my brain,
no, don't slap her in the face.
By the grace of God, I ain't committed a murder. Nobody's in my corner, papers getting shorter and shorter. So I
work hard, work hard, work hard, work
nigga, you don't know I did before, but never more. No respect or honor, but you wanna shake my hand, though. I ain't falling for your tricks, I lost too much to slip again. And if you say it's on the side, well, fucking nigga, run it. Then you talk a lot, but don't back up the words that you speak. You rather act just like a bitch with all your creeping and sneaking. So when I catch you, when I leave you sneaking, don't act surprised. Admit, you knew you had this coming. See that look in your eyes?
I work hard, work hard, work hard.
Any hurdles, obstacles, and broken glass. You see me stopping. My passion will forever last. Past is past, a lot of pain. My future is open, and I'ma face it standing.
Hell high.
Fat blunt smoking. I'm just close to insanity. Fuck it, I'm already there. If I act what I'm seeing, then I'm seeing the electric chair. See, I care about my life too much to give it up to you. Give it up, not gonna do, no matter what the fuck you do. Take a seat, don't gotta speak. I don't wanna hear while I'm killing on a death beat. I don't even sleep. You can laugh, but it ain't a joke. Just to get a couple hours, gotta drink, gotta smoke. Never dope, that ain't the biz. This is what it really is. When it's time to drop a track, I'm contacting. We need another master mix. Streets are sick, they need a stick. If they don't get another hit, to start up the apocalypse.
Work hard, work
I'm just scared of myself. My life is like a game of poker, playing cards that are dealt. Last year I bet it all.
Damn.
I went all in, lost everything I had. Yup, the house won again. Back to the beginning, different attitude, a way of life. Treat yourself the best, and no one else is gonna treat you right. Keep it tight, don't ever fight unless it's unavoidable. Your life may have a price, but my life is unaffordable. Oh shit, what's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Fuck You Fridays, and man, I don't know, it's just weird, because I don't know if we're actually going to have a show, but as long as I'm on the air, I guess technically it is a show, but I don't know how long it's going to go on, so, you know, I'll explain that in a second, but let me at least get through what I normally do, just to make sure I get everything out straight, like, you know, thanks to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shay, because again, without her, there was no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays. No Triple M Show on Mondays and no West Coast Wednesday Tell Nights with my co-host Queen B. So thank you, Boss Lady, for setting this up and allowing us to take over and letting us keep doing what we got to do over here for these independent artists. And which is next, so I want to thank all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing. Again, without y'all doing what y'all do, we wouldn't have no show either, all right? Rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you do, if it's independent, you need to get at me, all right? Send it over here, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find a place for it in rotation. Do not trip. And I mean all kinds of music, all right? So don't be scared. All right, send it over here. We're going to put it in rotation. And, of course, last but not least, if anybody that takes the time out of their day to talk about the show, spread word about the show. Like I said, support me, support these independent artists, support the people that come through on the show, support the models, the Daggers, Beauties of the Week. Just if you support realness, if you support independence, if you support, you know, all the shit that you can't get in the streets, because, you know, you're dealing with a lot of bullshit, then thank you for supporting it here, because at least for right here for 2 hours, No, it's going to be 100% real no matter what. That's what it is. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. But, again, as y'all know, it is Fuck You Friday, so there will be no music tonight. I mean, as long as the show does go on, I will be running my fucking mouth, and y'all be hearing what's going on in my background. So, basically, what's going on right now is your boys live in the jungles right now. Of course, I can't keep stationary because, again, and again, wait, let me start off also. I need to apologize because, you know, Darius been slipping this week. So, you know, fuck me off top, all right? So I apologize because, again, I know I missed the Triple M show on Monday, all right? And we missed West Coast Wednesday some nights. But, again, on Monday, I was making money. So, you know, I had to get that. You know, and the time frame didn't add up the way it was supposed to. So I'm sorry, but I had to get that bread right now, especially y'all know a nigga ain't working. So I got to get whatever money I can get right now. And then technically on Wednesday, I was losing money, but I was losing money in a good way. You know, there's no complaints about what I was doing on Wednesday, but I just had to, you know, chill, relax, and I'm sorry. It was just one of the nights, y'all. I apologize. But, again, we're here, and I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying not to cancel the show. So that's why I'm just going to keep running my mouth right now. See, I got a few things I may get into, but basically what's going on, I got to help the homegirl move some shit. And so I'm waiting for that. Now she's waiting on the person to get where they got to get so we can go over there and pick up the shit and bring it where I'm at now. But it's like, but, you know, I don't know how interesting of a show that would be if y'all just sitting up here listening to me moving shit. So I don't know. We'll see where that may go because I may cut it off before that. But that's what I'm just posted here waiting for instead of being somewhere stationary, having a drink, and just doing what I want to do. But like I said, Reality Radio, y'all never know what y'all may hear over here. But damn. Let me start off by saying, man, it is officially summertime. And as much as I love summertime, I hate it at the exact same time. Let me tell you why. On one hand, I love summertime. Y'all sexy ladies out there, y'all ladies that got y'all that go to the gym, that work hard at your bodies and everything, yes, show it off. Wear the little shorts, you know, make sure your feet is on point, sandals, you know what I mean? Just a little white see-through top with the bathing suit underneath. I mean, if you can rock that shit, ladies, show that shit the fuck off, man. It's summertime. You know, it's hot out here. Go out there with your, you know, your sunglasses, you know, your little squirt bottle, you know, squirt yourself like, pfft, pfft, pfft. You know, and it's crazy, though. It's funny, though, because the sad part is I see a lot of really, really sexy ladies out here walking in the sunlight, at least in L.A. You know, it's hot to the motherfucker out here. These women, these bitches is on feet, is on foot. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what part of the game is that. I'm sorry. If you, I don't know. I guess as far as ladies go, I'm sorry. I just think that if you look bomb, you know what I mean? You should be on your way to having some kind of, it just, I know it sounds weird because I'm the last one to be trying to be like, you know, ladies, use your body or use this and that to get things. But I just don't like seeing a sexy lady walk. You know, that's just me personally. I'm not saying I'm about to buy her a car, give her a bus fare or anything like that. But at the same time, it's like, come on, let's get a car. Let's get up off the feet. You know what I mean? I know you be getting your pedicures and shit done and everything like that. So let's make sure we keep them nice, yo. You shouldn't have to walk. And then also, you know, I like seeing ladies in heels and everything like that. I know it's summertime and all, but I mean, that's why if ladies didn't have to walk, you know, I think they would wear heels more, because you know kids give them less time on their feet. Damn, everybody trying to come on right now. It's funny because like I said, I'm in a little, and this is the part that you, I'm in the part of LA right now. Like I said, I'm in the jungles. Posted, like, I'm on one of them cold cul-de-sacs in the jungle, but no exit. Like, there's one way in, one way out, just waiting. But luckily, it's broad daylight. This is not the shit a nigga will be doing anytime during when the sun is down. All right? For those that even know LA or don't know LA, that shit would not be going down during nighttime hours, just so we're all clear on that. But, oh, man. But, yeah, summertime. Like I said, ladies, if you can rock that shit and you're worthy of it, yes, do it. But the thing I hate about summertime is y'all bitches that ain't got no business wearing some of the shit that y'all wearing. Now look, I mean, I'm saying this to say that there is an outfit for everybody. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that like. Like y'all bigger girls. Let's talk about the fat girls first, right? You know, the big chunky. Because it's mostly y'all. Because look, I understand that it's even a little bit hotter for y'all. I understand because you know the extra weight, extra poundage, extra body fat. You know, it's extra heat. I understand that, but that doesn't mean that you get to wear less when you, especially if you walk in, God, at least have a car. Please have a car. Nothing disgusts me more when you see, like I said, big ladies, look, I'm not trying to kind of overclown y'all or anything like that. I'm just simply saying, look, if you put on a bathing suit and you try to rock the two piece, but it just disappears, like the part that ties, you know what I mean? You can't see the string on a slim lady, even a thick one, you can still see the strings and shit where it ties and where how it looks like a bathing suit. But you know how on the big bitches, that string just disappeared, it's just nothing but meat. You know what I mean? If you can't see the bathing suit, then that's a problem. I'm just saying. I know, and this is one thing I want to do this summer, please. And y'all help me out. Any real people out there, ladies, especially y'all ladies out there with fat homegirls or big homegirls, bigger homegirls. Like, don't let her, if y'all go to the beach, if y'all go to so whatever y'all do, if y'all take her with you, first of all, you shouldn't. I'm sorry. Big girls, go to big girl clubs or go to where big girls congregate. You know, don't – I'm just on that type of mode this summer. I'm sorry. Like I said, Dagger's feeling a little bit different lately. You know what I mean? This is certain things not going to be tolerated. But this is my opinion, though. Again, you can say fuck me. Like I said, fuck me off top. So don't – if you don't like what I'm saying, then don't worry about it. But for me, what I'm saying is if you with that, like, ladies, tell your homegirl, like, no. Just don't wear – like – there's clothes out there that compliment everybody. Like I said, big girls, get the one piece and get some kind of shawl or something or some kind of skirt. You know what I mean? Something accessorize or do something. You know, don't just think you just going to fit into anything and just be like, you know what, this is going to work. No, it's not. And I blame your friend. It's not your fault, fat girl, because you're going to think you're sexy anyway, especially if you got some self-confidence, even if you don't deserve it. You know, there's nothing wrong with a confident woman, but you got to deserve your confidence, and you got to act on your confidence. You can't just be confident, and you're not backing that up, and you're looking stupid as fuck. That's all I'm saying. I ain't got nothing wrong. Like I said, don't got nothing against big girls or anything like that. I respect them. If you do what you do, handle your business, and you package your shit in the right way, then bam, for sure, do that. I'm talking about, y'all know the bitches I'm talking about. These bitches that don't give a fuck and just think that it's just okay. No, it's not. It's not. You disgust me. See your fat ass walking down the street and shit. Hold on real quick, y'all. I'm sorry. Hold on, I gotta take this car real quick. Yeah, there we go. My fault, y'all. But again, that's what. But I mean, it goes the same way, man. Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can get online on my phone real quick, because I want to see if anybody at least trying to call in with me, because I want somebody to tell me if this is. See, and why would y'all block me? And look at this shit. This is another shit I'm talking about. This is what stupid people do. See, like I said, I'm just sitting here parked, right? I'm in this little cul-de-sac, you know, dead end street or whatever, but it wraps around. But I'm parked like in the middle, so you know cars can go around me. And these motherfuckers want to park right in front of me. And like, you could have parked left to the right, there's still a whole kind of room and everything, but you're going to park right in front of me. So I got to make all kind of maneuvers when I'm ready to go to get around this shit, right? I'm just getting frustrated too easy. I mean, like I said, I have a new outlook on life and everything, but it's like, it's funny because as quickly as I get frustrated, I'm quickly is able to let it go now. Like, a lot of times I used to hold on to shit, try to let shit just fuck up a nigga day and everything like that, but I'm really happy that I've been able to turn certain things around, at least in that aspect, because that type of lifestyle is crazy. But, again, yes, summertime, like I said, love it and hate it for the same exact reasons. Because, look, even old mama right here, she wearing her shorts and everything. She ain't that bad, you know, on the older side, you know. No, she can get it. Grandma couldn't get it. Not grandma with her, but see, grandma don't got on nothing. Grandma, you know, grandma's clothes. But she got on her shorts, though. You know what I mean? Even a little older. I see y'all, some of y'all mamas out there, some of y'all little older mamas out there, you know, still looking good in y'all shorts and everything. Like I said, it's the time. If you still look good, then yes, this is the time. Like they always say, motherfuckers be breaking up over summertime. Because, man, I be seeing some shit. Like, ooh, But it's like, damn, why are you walking that kid? Again, why are you walking? Because I see motherfuckers walking down the street, you know, just driving through the city. You see motherfuckers walking down the street. And you know they're going to wear even less because they got to walk. So you know they really hot. So it's like, ooh, okay. You see some thighs on that one. You got some steady. You got some legs over there. Oh, I see some titties. See some ass hanging out right there. But see, here go the big girl. Look at this one. See? Ooh. Nope. But she's covered up, though. She got on the whole, like, the one-piece muumuu dress with the stripes. You know, they just go all the way down the body and just show, you know what I mean? It's just basic. You know, she ain't out here ridiculous with it, like, not no booty shorts or anything like that. So, see, I can respect that. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Do that. Or stay your ass in the house underneath the fan, eating ice cream. You know, just don't fuck up. Because I hate driving and it's like, ooh, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? And make a whole mood change, you know, and I don't like that, personally, I don't like that. Oh, is that what the problem is? Am I not even, see, this shit is fucking with me, but that's just my problem personally. So, like I said, if you share my problems, if you with me on this, like I said, it's mainly the ladies, because it's your homegirls, that's the fat homegirl, that you need to tell not to go outside like that or not to do that. Y'all need to get in y'all people's ears, or at least something to exercise, do something. Get up off your ass. You motherfuckers is getting too lazy. I keep saying that all the time. The world's just getting fucking lazy. Nobody want to do shit. Get the fuck up. And it's sad because I'm saying, because I'm contradicting myself because I'm telling the fat bitch to get up and walk and exercise and shit, but I don't want to walk in out where I can see her in the booty shorts and everything that's going to, you know, damn near blind me. So, I mean, it's kind of like walk on the back streets or something or, you know, go to the track. Put some sweats on. I know it's hot, but you got to sweat anyway. I'm just trying to be helpful. And I can talk about fat people because, like I said, I used to be the fat person. Like I said, I did something about it. It can be done. So that's the reason why I can speak on it the way I do. So I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. And it's got to go the same way because, I mean, come on. No homo or anything like that, but even with fat dudes, that's why I hate to take it on dudes or whatever anyway, on niggas, man. That shit is, I don't know how ladies feel, but it's still just, you see the fat dudes out here who are already just big nasty, but they just out here and they white beaters and shit all stretched out and everything like that, walking around and they shorts and shit like, damn, it's hot. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And then, I don't know if that's how, like, okay, I hate the summertime that say, because all these niggas out here walking around with their shirts off and shit or whatever. I don't know if y'all ladies like that shit or if that's what's hot, but I can't stand that shit. Man, all these niggas showing off my tats. You know, I guess do what you do, nigga. Like I said, if that's how you feel, but I hate that shit. Can't see, looking around and shit, see that shit. You see some bitches, and then over there, just a group of niggas with their shirt off, hanging around next to each other. Now, what the fuck is that? I went to go play ball the other day, play basketball. Was out there, you know, during the, you know, it was still, the sun was kind of going down, but, you know, it was still warm and shit. And I'm looking at these dudes out there, like, half the motherfuckers on the court got their shirts off. And I'm like, ugh, look at these sweaty-ass motherfuckers out here. Like, man, I don't even want to, you know what I mean? I got to play defense, you know, hand-checking. Man, I told the homie off top before we stepped on court, I'm like, man, I ain't playing nobody that's not wearing a shirt. I'm not dealing with nobody without a shirt. You got to deal with sweating up through a nigga's shirt, but I ain't about to be sliding all on a nigga body and shit and everything. Nah, fuck that. I'm good. Not going to happen. So, like I said, what else? What else happened today? I got a pedicure today. You know, it's been a while since I got one of those. But, you know, you say what you want or whatever, but nah, you got to keep your feet clean. You know, and it fucked me up. Being on the court the other day made me realize, man, I got to get, because, you know, I don't know a lot about y'all, but my feet, you know what I mean, working, walking and everything, doing what I be doing all the fucking time, you know, nigga, that dead skin build up and everything, I don't know, if you just let it build up, y'all shit gonna be fucked up, I'm telling y'all, either have something, either get it done, go highlight the Orientals, that's what I did, and it was funny, because it was trying to be like a bonding moment between me and my father, because my father really need his shit get done, he get his shit done routinely, you know, every Wednesday, same time, he right there with the Orientals, getting his shit, you know, chopped up and everything. So, well, basically what happened today was, like, because my dad has his moments where he tries to bond with me, especially now, because, like I said, I feel he's trying to make up for lost time. But, again, he just doesn't realize that. I mean, that time is kind of lost at this point. I mean, maybe I'm a little more harsh than I should be, but at the same time, that's just how it is right now. I wish it could be something different. But, and what I mean is, I mean, it's not like we're getting at each other's throats or it's like beef or anything like that, but it was just like today, because I came up on some clothes. Yeah, that's a whole other story about how I came up on the clothes. Damn, do I want to tell that story? Nah, okay, well, I'll tell that story in a second, but I came up on some clothes, right? But I had to get them tailored up, you know, get them fitted, you know, and everything. So, you know, I had to go get them tailored up. Came up on some new clothes. I had to get them tailored up. They fit a nigga properly and shit. You know, a nigga trying to work on his wardrobe and shit and everything, trying to step his game up. So Pop's like, okay, well, for sure. Well, you know, father son moment, you know, I'll take you go down there to my people to get this shit tailored or whatever. Like, okay, for sure, Pop's, so whatever, you know. And me and my dad rarely do shit together ever, ever. Like, barely in the house at the same time when I do be over there and everything. You know? But it's rare that we go and do some shit together. So it's just one of those, like I said, one of those bonding moments that he's trying to come up on. You know, like I said, he's trying to mend for time. So let's go get some shit tailored, right? All right, let me go get some. So I hop in the car. And then the first thing he does, we start riding, cruising a little bit. First thing, you know, then the questions come out because, again, I'm naturally quiet, period, around anybody, family, or, you know, that's just me. I'm not a verbal person like that unless somebody's talking to me or somebody got something to say to me or anything like that. But then my dad hit me with the questions like, so who your girl, you know, so where you be at when you be out and everything, what you be doing? You looking for a job? You find a job yet? Like, what's, like, you know, all the questions coming. I'm like, But I'm on the other side of the thing. He's trying to get updates on me and shit and everything. So it's like I try to keep my answers short, quick. Like, okay, here, dad, bam, bam, whoop, bam. So, but we're driving. These things come out, and that's what I'm saying. It's like I could try to build a conversation and get in depth with him, but it's too much of a mental block between me and him because, again, during the times, every time that I can remember I ever tried to be heartfelt with my father or talk to him or come to him about something or try to be that person or, you know, come at him about something, it never worked out for my benefit. I don't remember any time where I was like, I'm glad I did that, you know. So growing up, and that's all that I can remember now, it's like I can't even, I stopped myself. Very, very simple and basic answers, you know, very quick, very to the point, you know, no follow-up question needed or anything, you know, real. But he kind of gets upset. You can kind of tell because he feels like I'm kind of like short with him. But, I mean, I am. I can't get in depth with you. You don't want to hear what's really going on out here. You don't want to know what your son's out here really doing. You ain't ready for all that, you know. Whatever you think about me, you just keep that. You know, that if that works for you, it works for me. But it's just funny because also you could tell that, you know, my dad doesn't do that much shit that often that we would do together, you know. My dad doesn't get clothes tailored that often, obviously, because when we went to go get some clothes tailored, he went to some tailor shop that he used to go to, I guess. You know, my dad's older than me, you know, so I guess it was one of his old shops he used to go to. We go there, drive all the way there, the place shut down, and he just asked a random stranger, so will Whoopin' Man shut down the street? Like, dudes are, man, I don't know, man. I just moved here my dad. So, like, see, Dad, you late, man. Yeah, shut down. Whatever tailor shop you thought was here, no longer here. Have boards all up and shit, you know, graffiti on it and everything. Like, when was the last time you came over here to look at some shit? You know what I mean? You would think somebody would research some shit first. But, nah, but my dad's like, fuck it, it's there until he realizes that it's not, so. So that was supposed to be our bonding moment, but okay, I can't get my clothes tailored. So now I guess, so he has to roll, he has to go by the bag. So we just rolling together now. Me and Pops just rolling, you know, listening to, what he listens to. He listens to the sports channel, you know, on the radio, like sports radio. So that's what we listening to. He all pumping up LeBron and shit, and, you know, hating because they're talking about the Lakers and shit. And I'm like, Dad, I listen to the same radio station sometimes in my car. It's an L.A. station. What makes you think they're gonna say anything bad about the fucking Lakers? Talk about this is a Clipper town. Like, come on now. This is not a Clipper town. It's Lakers all day, every day. Just keep hating. Talk about three-peat. I don't know what you're talking about, for anyway, man. LeBron's just going to three-peat anyway. Season just ended. he already amped up, right? But it's cool, though. Like I said, same shit is funny. It's funny to laugh. Also, how we have to get in and out the car, because, you know, my dad's a little bigger, you know. He's a little bigger. So he has to open the door all the way, put his butt in first, and then turn and then slide in that way. So it's kind of interesting. But all right, y'all, pause in the story, because I told y'all I had to move some shit, right? So I guess I'll let y'all roll with me for now. Let's see what happens. Get the film. Like I said, if it gets quiet or you don't hear anything or you hear a whole lot, you already know what's up. So let's see what happens. Boom, boom, boom. Do, do, do. If any luck, I just following him. I'm just following you, right? Well, I'm just following you. But yeah, my dad's funny when he wanna be. He got jokes, but he got them old people mean old man jokes. Like. So then they catch me by the bank, and then while I'm sitting in the bank waiting for him, you know, I guess he still feels he's trying to do something. Maybe he just got paid or something, or he bet good or wants some money or whatever he's doing. You know, he got money right now. He's trying to get some shit on. So I'm like, all right, well, he asked me, because there was a GameStop, you know, where the games be at. Like, so that's where you be buying your video games at? Like, yeah. When I do buy my games, why? You feeling generous? You're like, nah, yeah, I'm feeling generous, but not about that. I'm like, oh, all right, well, whatever. Well, so then I was like, all right, well, fuck it. That's I didn't say fuck it, but in my head I'm thinking that. So I'm like, all right, well, how about take me over to your, because, you know, my feet was hurting. So, you know, you don't want your feet hurt. Want your feet, like I said, if your feet hurt, man, y'all gotta take care of your shit. And then also think about it for the ladies, man, because some ladies are going for the pussy. You know, y'all niggas that can't never take your socks off, and you gotta sleep in your socks and shit. Nigga, that shit's not cool all the time. You know, so, whoa. You did the California wrong, bitch. You did that. I did the same thing, but you got it. But like I said, these ladies, like I said, ladies like smooth bitches as well, fellas. Like I said, don't get it to them, man. Like smooth hands, you know, keep your shit lotioned up if you got to beat on. I mean, some girls like that rough shit, but not all the time, but especially with your feet. Because, you know, she can curl up with you and do the smoothing thing or whatever, and whatever, get your feet and not get cut or anything like that, then you in the game. So, like I said, just don't nobody talk about my pedicure, what I was saying. But I'm like, all right, Pops, what's up with the pedicure? My feet hurt. Can I get my feet done? Like, he's like, all right, but this is what I mean. He does his shit routine. He got the chart. He got the Chinese bitch on speed dial. He called her and put her on speakerphone. All right, is this man did it? Like, he's like, I forget the girl's name. He's like, can I speak to Will? Like, yes, me. Hi, know my dad's name. Knew my dad's voice there. Hey, you get speed dial today? Like, nah, myself. Like, oh, okay. Like, you busy? Like, no, I'm not busy. Okay, well, when you gonna come? Like, nah, like, he's up there at the time, but it was like a 30-minute window he gave her. But he's all like, look, don't see nobody else until don't see nobody else until I get there. Like, basically telling her, like, don't take nobody else until we get there, because I ain't got all day to wait. Like, how you going to tell her not to make no more money? Like, but that's the type of dude my dad is. My dad's this that type, like, do as I say, not as I, you know, do as I say, not as I do type shit. But it was funny. But then drop me off at the Oriental lady, and then go, but he works right next door, you know. His job just happens to be right next door, and then goes, leaves me there with the Orientals, and goes right next door and does whatever he does over there for a little while. Shit. So I'm sitting up in there with the Oriental ladies, and they all talking shit and everything. Y'all know how they do. I don't know how y'all ladies deal with that shit, because I'd be ready to cuss one of these bitches out. You know, because already I'm sitting there trying to just focus on my fucking, on my phone, play a game, watch a movie or something, right? And then, you know, it's like the one bitch walked by, she looked at me, said something. The bitch that was doing my feet looked up. What? Sergeant Park over there? All right. So the one bitch walked by, looked at me, say something. Then the bitch that's doing my feet looked up, laughed, said something back. I'm like, all right, y'all bitches talking about me. And yeah, I'm the only dude up in there, you know, but it's fine. You know, I'm getting my shit done. Fuck that. And I'm getting it done for free. So shit, my feet feel fine, you know. Dad, this is funny, my dad. Like, shit, like, you feel like you're walking on clouds, huh? Like, man, God. Yo, it's just hilarious. My father's a character. I got to tell another father story. But yeah, but that's, and then did that, let's see, that's the pedicure. Oh, but then the clothes, how I came up on the clothes, right? I was a straight, let's say a beneficiary of awaiting the exhale moment. Because it's crazy. I always tell people, I'm the type, when people like mess with me or put me in their lives or I'm in people's lives and everything, even though they try to X me out of it, I always find some way to get back in it. Huh? What happened?
You say you have to learn a lot for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
We got paying
advance. Money, 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 money. What happened? You can't see it from right there. Oh, man, kids, man. So glad I don't got to deal with kids. What? Pull up would be nice. What? Don't, and I'm about to have to try to load stuff into the back of the car. I need space back there, won't I? And I'm about to try to load stuff in the back of the car. I'm going to need space there, ain't I? I'm just saying. It's a sofa, right? They right there. Where they gonna go? Where they gonna go? They strapped in the car. Where they gonna go? Where they gonna go? What happened?
You gonna haul it downstairs and I drag it in your car?
I mean,
nobody gonna sit out here and watch it. I can't go in and up the stairs.
Oh, he's not gonna help bring this shit out? What are you asking? It's your contact.
You been smart ass.
Kind
I'm
of.
Having a really bad day.
Hey, I'm helping.
I'm having a really bad day.
Okay, but that ain't got, but your bad day ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay.
What you mean, remember what? I'm here trying to make your day better. I'm not making your day better right now. You about to get a sofa?
Thank you.
All right, see.
Wait here.
Well, fine. I'll wait here.
Okay.
See, lied to you. You gonna buy my? You gonna throw $5 more for my weed bag? You was talking about smoking. You was talking about smoking. I saw something about smoking. Now, can I do that? That's what I was gonna do.
That's
I was about to do that. Nah, it's not.
Don't be a smartass.
I just simply said I was just about to do that when you come in here and talk about can I put the seeds down. I was about to put my seeds down. God, this is the shit I be dealing with, man. This shit is comical. Don't need these. And then another thing, y'all. If you don't want nobody asking you for a whole lot of help, don't get a truck. Because ever since when I had a little car, I've had a little car. This is the first truck I've ever had. Now more people are asking me to move shit with this truck than I ever have had to move shit when I had a little car. Because, you know, your shit is limited, so can't nobody ask you for no shit like that or whatever, but this is.
I'm gonna get that
to you. Yeah, that's all it is. Damn. Then you ever actually have to go through your car? Where all this shit come from? Where all this shit come from in my car? Damn. Because, you know, I never be in my own back seat. Well, not all the time. Especially in the trunk. But yeah, y'all, don't get a truck. Plus, these motherfuckers eat up all kind of gas. All kind of gas, and it ain't worth it. Then I got to carry this shit over there. Crazy. Oh, see, you got that. That's what I'm talking about. Huh? No, I'm watching the kids. You got that. Look at you. Swole. Don't dip my shit. Can you not put a dip in my shit, please?
Please.
You should put it face down.
Because you want your dirty back seat to be on the cushion. Microfiber is hard to clean.
What the?
I'm just saying.
So you're supposed to be able to put another piece in there? Two pieces?
Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry, about two pieces?
No, honey. Gosh, you don't listen. Smoke too much. That's not.
No, I don't. I don't smoke enough. That's the problem. I don't smoke enough. We just talking about weed. You ain't gonna buy me a bag. You a cold motherfucker. That's a gas.
You ain't never seen a whole 20
in your life. Man, I gotta start doing that shit.
I'm not supposed to have rope or something.
What do you mean you're supposed to have rope or something? Oh my god. When did I say I do this all the time? When did mover get added to my mover was added on the resume?
I
can't believe it. Y'all hear this shit? It's a Mexican job. No offense to the Mexicans, but it is, you know what I mean? Oh, we're gonna have to make 2 trips at least. Whatever. Crazy. Can you let you get the U-Haul?
You know what? I can still do that. You made an asshole. I don't appreciate it.
I see you smiling, though, so calm down.
That's harassing.
But I ain't even harassing you. I ain't said nothing wrong. See, this is the time you should have somebody at the house, because then you could have at least stuffed something in the back of your car.
I can't get in my car.
You could have probably got the seat in there.
What seat?
This one, the square one right here. Yeah, but whatever.
I don't think that would have fit.
Whatever, let's go.
No, it wouldn't.
Let's go so we can get back. Ugh. Oh, and I got to sit up in front like, ugh. This is like a smart, now I feel like I'm driving a smart car. I'm in a truck, why do I feel like I'm driving a smart car? Look how I'm all up on the steering wheel. Look at this. That might be better, actually, so you can drag it downstairs. Yeah, I'll do that. Then I can be by myself. Why did you hit me?
Oh,
you got to do that shit. If you're going to be violent, person, you better wait till all this shit is over. That's what I'm just saying.
I don't have to wait.
Oh, now you don't have to wait. You can't. You all right. See, I'm a new man nowadays. I'm telling you. Certain shit don't fly no more. Yeah, I guess I better slow down a little bit. Don't want her shit flying out the back. Oh, man. What the fuck are you looking at? Come on. Talking about so I bought some rope. Well, yeah, if you're moving something, then, you know, you're not sure it's a big sofa and it may not stick all the way in the car. You know, you might want to have something to tie it down with so it doesn't fly out the back. So I don't have to drive like, you know, like I'm driving Miss Daisy right now. But it's okay, you know. I said nothing about being a mover, expert or mover. Who's that? I'm an expert at moving shit. But people, I must be, because you can keep asking me to move shit. All right, don't fall. Don't fall out. All right, we good. Feel good. Probably the place is only 2 blocks away, so, I mean, it's not like I gotta go that far. Then I got to drag this shit in the house. I'm only taking this shit as far as the kitchen. Oh, shit. No, we still good. Oh, that would be the worst if that shit just fall out. But no, that shit should fall out. It's too deep in it. It's too deep in the truck. So I should be okay. Look at this one. Another fat one. She's covered up, but man, she looks so hot. So hot. Man, I just want to give her some water. Right here. I know you need this. You didn't ask, but I know you need this. All right. All right, y'all. Let's see if this is going to work. Uh, I'm out here a lot of moaning and shit, grunting, because I'm going to be lifting this shit all by myself. Hold on. Pop the gate open. Get on it. Pop the gate open. Woo. All right, so let's see how strong I really am. Yeah. You gonna fit? Do you fit? Ah, good job. All right, come on. I'm gonna get my exercise for today. I'm all tired than a motherfucker. Been up since like 6 this morning. Let me start. Let me start. Come on, get in there. Get in there. Almost. Come on. Now who's calling? Who's calling? No, I can't answer that one right now. Get in there. All right, y'all, hold on. Come on. Oh, man. That's just one piece. Get in there. Just throwing this shit around. Yep. Not like that. I ain't fucking it up, but shit. That's one. Yeah, does that sound like I'm out of breath? I'm out breathing hard and shit. Second piece. Come here. All right, sorry, Joe, that. Over here for part two, like her cushions in my back seat. Oh. All right, who's up? They got a little bit more to do. What are you doing, little person? Are you waiting? Good, thank you. Oh, man. the Mexican truck. I don't know if we got them out here. I mean, they saw all produce right out the back of the truck, y'all. Anything you need, they got that. They got the little scale right there and everything. Tell you how much it costs. Mexicans do not be playing. She paid me $20. I probably could have got three of them for $5 real quick to move this shit. Would have told them to walk. Whoa, come on, man. Motherfucker tried to sign swipe me. I could have paid some Mexicans to walk it over there. Oh, shit. Why are you just sitting on the fucking fire hydrant? What's wrong with you? Black folks, you do ignorant shit. Why would you just sit on a fire hydrant just because? You know, like you're trying to help it hatch. See, she was kind of thick, but she was just ugly. That's another thing I don't like, you know what I mean? That's another thing about bad summer talkers. Ugly bitches be having bomb bodies. So you be looking at the body and shit in the summertime, then you get your face, it's like, ugh. You know, throw that whole shit off. Ooh, there we go. All right, y'all, here we go. Round two. Let's see what I can get in this time. Ugh. Y'all been hanging out for about 45 minutes already? Hour going on in the show? That's cool. Shit, I let the kids out of the car. How can we do this? Because this time it may fall out the back. Can we lift it up anymore up here? It's like, listening to me work out, y'all. Again, I apologize. It's like, shit. Hang on to this. I wonder where she's going. Wait, what are we doing this way? Can we flip it? Oh, now I'm playing Tetris, y'all. I'll put this piece in this way. Maybe. Get in there. Did you or did you not have rope? No? Yeah, no. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Yeah, squeeze one in the front seat. And just really drive off up there. Well, no, nothing about it. What? What, because it was on the ground?
No.
I didn't have nothing to do with that. Did I? Or is that what that is?
I don't know. I'm just shocked by seeing it because it was plain.
It's all right. Trying to figure out where to get this off. And these. Yeah, exactly. But these pieces are too big. And there's no way to break them down even further. And this is the same size as that, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I believe so.
Yeah. See, with a couple cords, we just throw them on top of the car like, fuck it.
I know, but I can't find
them. And you don't have any at the house where you can go home and drive right back?
That's what I'm talking about. I can't find them at the house. They was in my little pantry space, and now they're not there. Bungee cords.
So
it just literally
clicks on one side, clicks on
the other,
and it's
cool.
Exactly.
Damn.
You want to
drive over there and look?
I mean, no point looking if you ain't going to be able to find it. I just got to get the door closed just a little bit more. Just, if it just sits on it, then it'll be okay. This guy drives super slow. Because I think the weight, as long as the weight's more on the inside than the outside, it'll be okay.
I just don't want you to have a cop go
whoop whoop behind you. Now, they did that. I'm going 2 blocks over, man.
I know.
So I'm trying to get that because, I mean, you can't leave these out here by themselves anyway, right?
Right.
Try to make it real quick. Hold on. Slowly but steady. No, I can turn it on here. Nah, if I go down the house, it's probably bumpy as fuck. Give me a second. Hold on. But what's going to happen is it'll fall out. Y'all just got to hop out and put it back. Hey, at least it'll get there. She'll put it in like on a wheelbarrow and attach a chain to it and drag it. Do some like skateboards and drag it. All right, slowly but steadily. Got shit in the back of the car. Don't want it to fall out. What? Slowly. Cold part is I ain't even got no rear view mirror, so I couldn't see if it was about to fall out anyway. Slowly. People looking at me like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Like I know, y'all know. Hold on. Too many bumps. Hold on. All right, we still good. All right. Come on. I have people looking at me like I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy, y'all. Shit got to get done, though. He look like he mad. All right, here's a bump. Oh, wait, hold on. Gotta wait for the bump now. Shit. Come on, don't fall out. Still good. Don't hear no noises. All right. New book. Good. One more turn. Right. Good looking out. Don't fall out on the last turn. Ah, mate. Whew. Now, these dudes looking at me because I keep coming up and these dudes still sitting out here smoking cigarettes and shit. Now they said he put up about 3-4 times. Hey, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Nigga, I'm moving shit all by myself. Pop the door open again. I need the key. I don't see how people do that all day, man. I was kind of getting like that. You know, just sitting up and just smoking all day. I mean, just really just doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But smoking and everything. You ain't doing it on top of you. You wake up in the morning, go outside, sit at that spot. Sit at that same spot every day like it's your job. I don't get it. Never could get it. Never will. Never will. Come on. Almost there. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, almost about to fall. No pockets. Oh, why am I trying to do so much at one time? All right. All right, how are we going to get this in? Whoops. On the side first, right? Oh, that was easy. Wait, almost. Wait, man. Come on. And we in. That was easier than the first one. Shit. Move this, drop my keys again, move this, come on, next piece, then two more, like, shit is dumb, y'all. I don't know, y'all. Again, I apologize. I promise y'all the show, but I don't know how much of a show this is. Y'all just listen to me move shit. But, well, hey, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You never know what you're going to get. That's why. For this trip. All right, put it this way, and this. At least I kind of got it down to a science now. A little bit. Sweating like a slave, man. Get in there. Balance. Yeah, need to get Gatorade or something. Jeez. I feel like how I felt when I was playing basketball the other day. Yeah. I'll get too old for this shit. But it's cool, though. Like I said before, I mean, when it all breaks down to it as well, you know, I get... When you think about it, it's just $20 an hour. So, you know, drop me a dub real quick. It's going to take 20 an hour less, you know, and then we get it. So, I mean, so. It's good when people look out for you. Ooh, almost. Little kid almost 80 that fell into the street. Oh. Booty. I said I love summertime, man. Just random booty just floating around. Oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck is that? Bitch had mohawks. Man, mohawks, pro hawks, all these hawks, y'all just let go. That shit is not attractive whatsoever. And she thinks she's cute.
I'm sorry, it's on your
stupid,
but I love
it. I say, bitch, you know you ain't cute. I don't rock Versace. It's not my shit.
I do.
Well, that's you.
That's my shit.
So you should write the song.
You should write the song for me. God, yes. I'm sorry. What?
Ow. Oh, and it's Lil Wayne? Hell no, I'm good.
No, that wasn't Lil Wayne. That was somebody else. I don't know who it is.
Oh.
Lil Wayne just came on after the fact. Ow.
Can you catch this in there? No, probably not. Like I said, but at least you just follow right behind me now. So if the worst case scenario falls out, it falls in front of you.
No, I'll run over my shit. That'll be brilliant.
I doubt you'll run over your own shit. Highly doubt that.
You sure? Yeah.
But it ain't, it can't be sitting there like that. Exactly. Okay, you gotta follow behind me. The first set made it. The same as all. I said the first one's made it, so this should make it, hopefully.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Versace. Let's see. That's what I mean. I'll be out of touch with what's hot, I guess, nowadays, man. I don't know nothing about whatever she saw she was talking about. Versace?
Nah.
Come on, people, what are y'all doing? Waiting for this car to go. I don't know why you just didn't block traffic. You could have did that. All right, let's go for it. Come on. Sorry about the dead silence, y'all. Just trying to make sure this fucking Rudy couch don't fall out the back of my shit, because I would have to really hop out and really have to push that shit back in real quick. So, I do apologize for any dead air silence for a brief second. But almost there. Don't fall, baby. Come on, y'all out there with me? Tell me. Hope this shit don't fall. Some of y'all probably want this shit to fall. You got what? Oh, I got it. They're going to stay closed most likely. Just hurry up. And something popped open. Like, they going to see. This is what those ties are for, the bungee cord. I'll keep a pair of bungee cords in your car. I guess I got to start keeping something in this truck, period. Because people want me to move shit too much. And then I know if something gets fucked up, it's going to be my fault, my responsibility somehow. So, to avoid that, maybe if I just start keeping this shit in the car, it'll be okay. And look, I keep trying to look out the back of the car, about to run into shit in front of me. God, let me hurry up and get this shit out. Last corner, last trip. Come on. Don't fall. And made it. Vicious. All right. Whew, thanks. Now we gotta put the last of this shit in the house. Come on. Fuck out the car. Let's go. I got my second win now. Just ready to get this shit over with. One, I'm just gonna bring him to the door. Fuck it. 1, 2. I don't know, what is it? With people just staring. This dude, this old ass man just stared at me for about a whole 5 seconds. Like, what the fuck? Is you looking at? Oh man, but like had the space cadet, had the spaced out eyes, like he was zooted on something. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'm out of touch with this world. In a whole new reality. Come on. Come on. This don't make no sense. All right. No room to move. And it's hot in here. Get in there. Get in there. Come on. Why did I just do that? Come on. Get in here. Come on. Get out the way. You got to get these pieces out the car.
There's one more?
No, the pieces off the bottom of the couch.
Okay.
Whew. I did that already yesterday. That's what I was just saying. I feel like I played basketball already. All right, that's over with. Shit. Hold on. Put my car back together. Shit. Can't even lift my seat. Sit that up. Lift that up. Oh, shit. Door panel came off. Damn. door finna come off. Get in there. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. I actually think I'm too fucking tired to actually finish. Oh, because I need to catch my breath. So, look, y'all. All right. Like I said, I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. I don't know why y'all would have, but that's probably the dumbest or the, you know, boring show. But I do apologize. But I want to give y'all something. So, that's what I had today. So, I apologize again. But remember, every Friday, Fuck You Friday, 6 to 8, right here on Bang Out Radio. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. The Triple M Show, 7 to 9. Moments of Mondays, all music, no talk. And, of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen B from 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. All right. So, good looking out. Thanks for being here. We'll see you all on Sunday, all right? I'm out.